Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He had the best 20s of anyone's NFL career ever. Three-time Super Bowl champion, five Super Bowl appearances, AFC championship game every year, all seven, six-time Pro Bowler, all of it, right? The accolades are all there. What I looked at was what Tom Brady did in his 30s. Because what I want to, because that's the person he's inevitably chasing too. He is not the person, I would say, in NFL history who had the single greatest run in his 30s, although he had a great run. This is what Tom Brady did in his 30s. He finished with a 113-28 record, which is ludicrous. That's averaging a 13-3 season, essentially, over the course of that time. He threw 309 passing touchdowns to just 74 interceptions. He won two MVPs. He won only a single Super Bowl. He went to three and lost two to the Giants. And then he won one when he turned 40 right after that. But in his 30s, one Super Bowl win, two MVPs, a ton of regular season wins, a ton of touchdowns. He got into his touchdown throw. That's when he threw 30 touchdowns a year on average, only seven or eight interceptions a year on average, and won one Super Bowl. Would you lock that in? Would you take that from Mahomes right now? Will you take the Tom Brady decade?
I think the timing of this is interesting because if this question was asked a month ago, I don't know if we'd get 10% of the text line to lock it in. My assumption is, and we're going to find out, 913-586-7965. I'll give my answer in a second. But my assumption is from listeners and people in Kansas City, they are maybe slightly more likely to lock that in given the current state of the 2025 Chiefs. Now, it's 1 year. It's 1 year. We have 10 more years. But is age 30. And during this 10-year run of the next 10 years from Mahomes, there's a good chance, a very good chance, this is not me trying to be Mike Florio by any means, but there's a very good chance, if we're being honest with ourselves, that Andy Reid is not here for the entire 30s of Mahomes' career, right? This just seems pretty realistic, okay? And so what does that do to this equation? I think there would be no hesitation for me to roll the dice a month ago.
You have hesitation now
to roll the dice because of where things are trending.
I'm never locking it in. I'll take all these numbers, start blank slate, and just let Patrick Mahomes play it out. One Super Bowl,
locking this in is going to three. For going to three more, that means a bunch of good seasons.
That means he would have been to eight Super Bowls.
And if he wins one more, that's four. You're acting like I'm locking in for his first, and that's it. If I were a betting man, I'll tell you this. If I was a betting man and you gave me the over under 1.5, Super Bowls won the rest of his career or in his 30s, I would take the over, in fairness.
But you're saying you take the one to make sure he gets to four.
Correct.
Which would give him the second most in NFL history, only behind
Tom Brady.
But
here's where people are getting confused. People are saying he has two rings left in him. I still get when he's 40, unless you guys think Mahomes is retiring at 39.
Tom Brady won three in his 40s,
right? So that's my point. People are taking as I'm locking him into four rings and that's it. No. I'm locking in guarantee one over the next decade. I can still get him to five or six when his career is over and in his 40s, Cody. So I'm way more willing to consider locking it in than I ever have been. But just for the 30s, three trips to a Super Bowl as a Chiefs fan, this is how spoiled we've become. Three trips to a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl ring, and people are acting like I'm crazy for wanting to lock that in.
I gotta say, it seems low.
Oh.
He went to five Super Bowls in the last 6 years. I'm only getting three trips. All I'm saying is it feels low.
There's going to be a head coaching change during this 10-year run, probably.
I'm not disagreeing with a huge chunk of what you're arguing.
That might be the reason why you take it, actually.
And I think every other team on the planet locks it in. I think the Bills lock it in. I think the Bengals lock it in. I think they all lock it in. They don't even hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
Say, give me three trips to the Super Bowl. Give me the win. Get my guy on the board, Lamar. I think they all take it. With Patrick, I still, even though he just turned 30, I'm still greedy.
I also eliminate any injury risk by doing this.
I know. You're taking out the chance that like something derails
it. I'm guaranteed one, and it doesn't prevent me from winning more in when he's 40.
And he was interviewed for a long form article today. That was, I think it was taking place in training camp, but it was, okay. He released it today, obviously on his 30th birthday. And a chunk of the article was talking about how he views his future and how long he wants to play and all this other stuff. And rather than some of the sentiment he had said early in his career, which was, I don't want to play into my 40s, which was something he had kind of like maybe murmured at the beginning. Now, essentially, he's like, I follow Tom Brady's method of how long can I keep my body at the level it needs to be. I think Patrick Mahomes' ultimate success that he's had in his 20s is going to make him want to play longer into his 40s than he originally thought. Because of the idea that you are chasing all-time greatest. One more Super Bowl win, he's already the second greatest quarterback of all time. I'd argue he already is. Yep. But there's still some quarterbacks who have four, not three rings. So that part of it is also a challenge.
I think Gold's point about Andy Reid not being the coach for that entire tenure is the reason why you take it.
Oh, because we just don't know who the coach is going to be after?
I think that in, let's just say, play it out. Let's say Andy Reid retires in 4 years and Matt Nagy's still there. Matt Nagy, the Chiefs ask Andy for his blessing and who he wants. He wants Matt Nagy, and Matt Nagy is the head coach.
I don't think they're just going to promote Nagy like everyone thinks.
I think that Gold's point of no Andy Reid is why you actually lock in the one and the going to three.
And again, I'll keep saying it. It doesn't mean he can only get one more. It means you're guaranteeing one, and then I have to wait until he turns 40, and then he can win a couple more. And I could still end up with five or six. So I would actually lock it in the way things are trending, just with the league as well right now, and with defenses and the way
in the AFC and the quarterbacks in it.
I don't want to be this person, but
oh boy,
Tom's career. Obviously, since we're comparing to Tom, he didn't finish his career on the same team he started with.
Oh, yeah.
So are we talking,
this is his career. This is just his career.
This is just Patrick Mahomes. This is not with the Chiefs.
This is just his career. I tend to think he will
finish with the Chiefs.
His entire
30s is going to spin it. I don't think another team will make that mistake.
He should be. He should be.
Unless they draft Steve Young, doing it is insane. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah.
The 49ers moved on from Joe Montana. They didn't look stupid.
The question,
because
though,
they kept winning that after he was gone.
They might be the only team that did that, because the Colts saw Peyton.
Packers didn't care. They told Brett Favre to kick rocks and immediately had Aaron Rodgers, and they didn't skip a beat.
That's a good point.
So there are teams that successfully do it.
Well, in recent history, we have seen plenty of guys not finish their career with the team that they started with. Russell,
but they just didn't win anything.
Well, what do you mean
I'm saying,
team?
No, I'm saying
Russell Wilson. I bet you after Russell Wilson won his Super Bowl in Seattle, nobody thought by 2023 he would have been on or 2022 he would have been on a different team.
The reason why we make a bigger deal about Patrick Mahomes versus the other is the Packers let go of a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
Brett Favre didn't win anything. Then you go to like what we just mentioned, the Joe Montana left. He didn't win anything. So those teams didn't regret letting go of their quarterback because those guys left.
Right, but I just gave you an example. Russell Wilson won something. They let him go. You know what I mean? Aaron Rodgers did win something with Green Bay. They eventually let him go. Peyton Manning won something in Indy. They did let him go.
I'm saying after when they let him go, the teams that regretted are the ones who let him go. Peyton Manning is actually the example of that.
Gotcha. You're saying.
After the fact. Peyton Manning and Tom Brady are the two guys who they let walk and still accomplish something after.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is that. But we have seen plenty of guys, though. I'm not arguing that the organization. I'm not saying the organization shouldn't want to retain the guy. I'm saying that there's been examples. Not many guys are finishing their career with the team they started with. Now, I do think the lesson of what happened in Tampa would also mean, hopefully, that you always side with the quarterback if you're the Chiefs. Like, you know, in 10 years from now, if Patrick Mahomes is healthy and everything like that, and by then Andy Reid won't be the head coach, so who knows what his relationship like is with future coach X? Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is, right? That would play a role, but you have to make sure you keep your quarterback happy through all that.
Can I say with the Nagy stuff, I think it'd be tantamount, and this is not even a knock on Nagy, it would be corporate neglect to have Andy Reid leave and not open up that job to any possible candidate.
Well, I think
I 100% agree.
Process.
I'm not saying you can't hire Nagy. I'm just saying this better be an open conversation amongst the best available people who are all available for the job. The other part about this is, I don't think there's any way Clark doesn't go with an established head coach because of what he did before and how it worked when he got Andy.
But you already know this.
He's going to try to go established.
I think that the fact that Andy, at this point, is the greatest Chiefs coach of all time. I think that
he's one of the three greatest NFL players
Right. I think that, are we sure that they wouldn't, that Andy wouldn't have an extreme amount of input to the level of maybe Andy himself almost is hiring the head coach?
I don't know.
In a way.
I don't think so.
Some of it also depends.
This isn't college. I think you watch college too much.
I know, but I think Bill Snyder
tries to make his kid the head coach. That didn't happen as much at the pro.
It wouldn't surprise me, though, if Clark Hunt was like, hey, Andy, who do you think should be the next head coach? And Andy gives an extreme input and is a big reason and is a big factor in choosing who's going to be the next coach for Patrick Mahomes.
I'm trying to remember, and someone on the text line can help me out. What's the last example, or is there more than one, in the last 20 years? And maybe there is. I honestly don't know. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Of an example of what you're saying happened, where a coach was somewhere and he picked the replacement. I don't know if that ever happens in the NFL.
Because Andy would be Andy's going to go out on his own terms.
Sure.
To the point where I don't think Belichick was ever going to decide who the next guy was. But most guys either get fired, the owner gets tired. I think Andy is the exception to the rule in this case, where Andy has such a good relationship where Belichick and Tom seem to go at it often. It seems like Andy and Pat never
have more of a say than Andy will.
As he should. But I think Andy is going to be a part of the decision. I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. It also depends. What's that final year or two look like? Is it making AFC title games the final 4 or 5 years of the career, or is it missing the playoffs 2 of the final 3 years? I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't have the answer to.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating conversation. It's a day that nobody wants to talk about. In Kansas City, whether that's 4 years from now, 7 years from now, I have no idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.